Welcome back to post-game coverage of North Butler Baseball as they took on their rival West Fork on this Monday night and fall 2-0 in a competitive pitcher's duel. We're joined by the head coach of the Bearcats, Chase Storr. And Coach, a chance to face your rival on the road here to begin a busy week for you. Your thoughts on a competitive game?
Both pitchers were dealing. They were throwing strikes for the most part. Both defenses kind of kicked it around a little bit, but did enough to help their pitchers out. They were just able to put the ball in play a little bit more than we were and manufacture some runs.
Brody Wangsness is your ace in this staff, has kept his ERA down and a lot of strikeouts already to begin the year. Your thoughts on his starting outing, pitching every inning he had a chance to play in?
Yeah, we have a good chance of winning anytime he's on the mound. He throws hard, has a good breaking ball. We generally play pretty good defense behind him. I'd like to be able to hit the ball a little bit more to kind of give him some relief on the mound, though, a little bit, score some runs so he doesn't feel quite so much pressure when he's out there trying to throw. But, yeah, he's a phenomenal pitcher for us.
I had noticed in the matchup, able to get runners on base. It's just driving them in, what you feel your team needs to do to manufacture those runs when you get ducks on the pond.
I mean, honestly, to start the year here, I felt like we've been hitting the ball pretty well, putting the ball in play, hard contact. Tonight was just kind of a off night for us where we just couldn't quite – we had a lot of weak pop-outs, weak ground balls. We just weren't quite teeing the ball up like we have been to start the year. So that was a little frustrating, but we'll figure it out.
Looking ahead to a busy rest of the week for you, where you would like to see your team be as you take on your upcoming matchups?
We have a tough matchup against St. Ansgar tomorrow if the weather holds out. We've played them well the last couple of years here, some close games, so I know we can play with them and compete with them. And then Osage and Clarksville to close out the week after that, and I know that those are two games that we can definitely have and kind of get on the right path and get some wins piled up.
Final thoughts, Coach, as you enter the busy rest of your week and your team right here in tonight's matchup against your rival.
We just got to hit the ball. At the end of the day, it's tough to win when you can't score. So that's the main thing we got to focus on is kind of getting some timely hitting, two-out hitting, and make sure the kids are staying aggressive when they're in the box.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck in your upcoming matchups.
Thank you.